Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you listen to us from. Yes, I'm hoarse today. I was yelling at the game last night, so you can guess which game that is. These are the latest medical news of the week. We, of course, are brought to you, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast 1201A, the A's. Always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have a sensational guest for you today. But the key points, the adverse effects of psilocybin are, quote, tolerable and resolve quickly. Well, I'm going to present that to you and see if you agree with the headline data on that. Probiotic and vitamin D supplementation are tied to benefits in mental illness. Arthritis can often follow ACL repairs. What do you do if you need your ACL repaired to decrease your risk of subsequent osteoarthritis? And Americans are short on sleep and stressed out about it. Alcohol use sent nearly twice as many women to the hospital during the pandemic and still than it did prior to the pandemic. Many factors stop U.S. women from getting mammograms. This is horrible. Even worse, the study finds poor survival rates, 67% for men, 50% for women, after 6 years, for older adults following a bone fracture. And why does this fit with the next topic? Because when you go through menopause, whether early or not, it does impact work life. And secondly, that getting hormone therapy is a major benefit in preventing bone fracture in women and that decline in all-cause, and that prevents the decline in all-cause, prevents the increase, helps decrease all-cause mortality. Those are the top medical stories of the week, and I'll tie the last two together towards the end because it's really a big topic. Big from the standpoint of important for everybody who's listening, women and men, because it shows one of the problems with doing a study incorrectly and not interpreting it perfectly, or rather interpreting it in a way that misinformed the physician community and misinformed the public and led to many more bone fractures and deaths than were needed. The first story that we want to cover is the psilocybin story. This is a story about it being used to treat depression and anxiety. And the participants reported 7 adverse effects. These were 51% females, 49% males, average age of about 40, 39.8 to be specific. They reported headache, increased risk twofold over placebo, nausea increased risk 8.8-fold, anxiety increased more than doubled, dizziness more than increased 5.8-fold, and high blood pressure more than 2-fold. Now, only in one study did they follow how long these lasted. Does that say that these are tolerable and temporary? No, the data just aren't good enough. If you're on a visual trip, we don't know how long the adverse effects last. And the headache was 66% in the study that looked at it, and nausea was 48%. Man, those are high effects. And if you will, fatigue was more than 6%. I don't know, an elevated heart rate and blood pressure, 76%. We don't know whether those would be tolerable and up to what age and what you've got to make that to do to make them tolerable so that you don't miss work or other things or the rest of life. What we need is many more studies, and that includes some of the other drugs. In other words, by putting these drugs on Schedule 1 as marijuana was, we don't have enough data to know the proper role for them. So the key is make sure we get studies to see the benefits and risks. One of the benefits of probiotics and vitamin D in patients with mental illness, they decreased it. Just getting a probiotic, and we know that the bacteria inside your gut affects your mental functioning. And in this case, a probiotic, which may change that, decreased C-reactive protein, decreased fasting blood sugar, and caused a substantial improvement in schizophrenia in this study in the schizophrenics without significant side effects. Another study was that when you have a bleed into your head, that is a stroke strokes are caused by either lack of blood flow or a bust blood vessel inside the head causing pressure. Well, getting the blood that has expanded into the brain, since the brain is a closed container, it puts increased pressure and causes decreased function in the other areas. Well, this was a randomized controlled trial looking at, is it beneficial to get rid of that blood? And the answer is incredibly yes. In other words, in this, not only was survival increased, but brain functioning increased substantially compared to the group that just got medical management, even though the medical management was done at an incredibly good place, Emory University. Fracture risk is linked to an increased phosphate levels. I don't know what to do with that other than this was a study of blood. Is the phosphate exogenous, meaning is it because you're getting phosphate from soft drinks, or is it because the bone is resorbing itself and the phosphate is coming out of the calcium phosphate in bone? Don't know the answer to that. We need better data, better studies before we say that this is a reason to watch your phosphate consumption. There are other reasons to do that. One of the problems with ACL repair, as it's done now, that is anterior cruciate ligament, happens a lot in women athletes, young women athletes, happens a little less, but commonly in male athletes. It's what you hear of that takes so long to rehabilitate. Well, it turns out that osteoarthritis, that is arthritis of the knee, often follows 33% within 2 years in these two large studies. What's the message here? Well, we're going to get stem cell repairs. That is not the kind we have in the United States generally, but the kind where you get 40 to 50 million either umbilical stem cells or stem cells grown of your own, or a drug that attracts your own stem cells and regrows them into your ACL. All of those are therapies underway now. And if one of those works and is inexpensive enough, that'll be the way. But we have to see to make sure they don't or aren't associated with osteoarthritis as well. So far, they don't appear to be. The next study is one that is a little disturbing. When you have pulmonary hypertension, increased blood pressure in your pulmonary circuit, you want to have great care of your lungs. Well, it turns out the West and Midwest did better at that care, much higher survival rates and much less problems than the Northeast and South. And what was the key? It turns out who got a pneumococcal vaccine. In the Northeast, 56% did not get it, as opposed to 64% who got it in the Midwest and West. And that seems to be the biggest correlate. We don't know whether it's cause and effect, but it is a strong parallel correlate of which area of the country did best at preventing lung dysfunction and all-cause mortality after pulmonary hypertension. The next study that I want to go into is the one about menopause. Early menopause causes a decrement in work functioning, and it increases bone fractures. And bone fractures, this is very interesting, bone fractures over the age of 65 increase the risk of all-cause mortality twofold in men and about 40% increase in women compared to people who were age, gender, and other characteristics matched, but did not have a bone fracture. So what was the key in this? Well, the key is that getting hormone therapy prevents bone fracture. It is the most substantial benefit. Now, if you're getting hormone therapy, you want to make sure you get baby aspirin because the risks of hormone therapy are clotting. But the benefits from preventing bone, hip, and spine fracture are so substantial that every woman should be considering this, and we should have it as a routine. Now, the Women's Health Initiative said in 2001, oh, no one should get it. It's a scary thing. It increases risk of heart disease and dementia and breast cancer. Well, that was BS. It was bad interpretation of the data, in addition to a poor way the study was done. So talk to your doctor if you're a woman. As soon as you're about to undergo menopause, or as soon as you get perimenopausal, as soon as your periods start getting irregular, about going on hormone therapy with a baby aspirin and water with that baby aspirin to prevent its side effects. That's the major. Longevity is the next disruptor, and Roizen Rule for Younger You segment this week. That's the Roizen Rule Younger You segment. And maybe should be a segment forever. In addition, you can practice balance exercise. Go in a corner, face into the corner as if you were a bad kid in school. Stand on one leg for 1 minute either each day. Amazing how fast you improve your balance. It only takes 2 minutes a day in the corner. Next story is that we've increased sleep difficulty in the last 10 years by 14%. Now, 14% may not sound much, but remember, if that happens three periods in a row, almost everyone in America will be claiming they're sleep deprived and stressed out over it. We've got to make sure we all prioritize sleep and not alcohol to go to sleep. The number of women in the hospital because of alcohol misuse nearly doubled during the pandemic, according to a new study. It wasn't just in America, it was around the world. And the complications are related to liver disease, such as cirrhosis, alcohol withdrawal, alcohol-related mood disorders, not so much disruption of cardiac function. Mainly, it is liver and alcohol withdrawal problems. This is one where you should talk to your physician about a GLP-1. That's right, the Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound. That's one of the things those appear beneficial of at stopping alcohol craving. Well, those are the key stories this week. Remember, the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment is, if you're perimenopausal, talk to your doctor about going on hormone therapy, a patch with a Prometrium pill, with a baby aspirin, with a half a glass of warm water before and after, as a way of decreasing your fracture risk and decreasing all-cause mortality. In addition, stand in the corner and do balance exercises for a minute on one leg, each leg, meaning 2 minutes total. That way, by standing in the corner, facing into the corner and right in the corner, and do this with a spotter initially, you'll fall against the wall if you're going to fall and catch yourself rather than hurting yourself. And while you're doing that, talk to a Y or a JCC or your fire department or your local hospital about taking a learn to fall class where you tuck your head and roll so you won't break a bone and won't break your head. Those are the key points on this You, the Owner's Manual podcast. It's number 1201, brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and of Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and see the randomized controlled trials on why those are so beneficial, and maybe beneficial not only for urinary health and bone health, but maybe also for your mental health, based on that story we talked about today about a probiotic and vitamin D. And the other sponsor, of course, is Longevity Playbook. Go to longevityplaybook.com and sign up for the free newsletter, longevityplaybook.com, for the free newsletter. It gives you a highlight story each week that you can depend on being fun and positive, as well as a great cartoon relating to it. Thanks again, and remember, come back for the B segment. We have a great guest. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. We hope you are, too.